السلام على أشرف الخلق وخاتم الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected listener of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Zakaria Samir welcomes you once again into another new episode of your program Ma'allah, Branched Mashura. After Eid, we have to say Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Hajji's efforts not to go for waste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them their effort, their sacrifice, their time, everything that they have sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth, health, effort, time, everything. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them all their du'as. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Respected listener, today inshallah we have of a little bit of a confusing type of a issue. I would rather not to talk about it much. I would leave it now for my engineer to put it on and play it on for you. In fact, I've sent two recordings for you. The first one was a bit of a softish one. We're not going to play this one. We're going to play the other one, which is a bit loud, and you can hear it properly. So let us listen to the Mashura, inshallah, program, and our engineer is going to play it right now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listener of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, into another new episode of your program Ma'allah, Branched Mashura. It was good, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. This is the second recording for this problem. So I would like you, inshallah rabbil alameen, once you listen to it, think about it and send us your Mashura, inshallah. This problem actually is coming from a young lady who says that I am in a great dilemma. I am the only daughter to my father and my mother. My father lives in a great tragedy long term because of my evil mother. From the time I learn, from so young, and I see that my father has been oppressed by my mother. She insults him, she shouts him, and even sometimes she assaults him. And he does not respond to her, and he does not retaliate back to her, as if he is confessing his guilt. I don't see the guilt, but he is always guilty. And thereafter, after having that argument, he comes to my room. He does not go to my mother's room. He comes to my room. He holds me. He hugs me. He kisses me. Then he sleeps next to me. And thereafter, after a while, his fingers start rolling and touching my body. And this is the way, this is a system from so long until today. And now, when I grew up, I started hating my father's actions as he did not stop whatever he is doing. And I confronted him. I confronted him, and all what he said after saying to him, "Daddy, what are you doing? You cannot do this to me." Then he says to me, "Baby, I'm your father, and I love you, and I want you to be happy all the time. Being loved, that feeling I try to give you, and I don't get it from anybody in this house." Then I went and confronted my mother, telling her, "What are you doing to my father is terrible, it's haram, it's not right." And then he comes to me and he holds me and he touches me and all that. I told her, but she arrogantly replies back to me saying, "You and your father are the same type." What do I do? What do I do? Who to complain to? I can't go to my school and complain to them, so I don't put my parents in an embarrassing situation. I can't say to anyone, while I show so much of happiness to the people, while inside me I am very miserable. Please help me. I don't see that there is a way of saying or adding anything to this tragedy. All what I ask is your response. I don't need your identity. I don't need your name. I don't need anything of your personal stuff. I only need your mashurah, so others can benefit, others can help, and others can learn, inshallah, including our own selves, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. By the way, I forgot to say, Eid Mubarak, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, grant you the best, inshallah. And I hope that you have enjoyed our Hajj broadcast. I hope that you have been listening. And if you have any comments with regards to the Hajj broadcast, please send it with your recording, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair, shukran jazilan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, respected listener, this is the issue. This is the whole entire problem. I don't actually bring those small details. The girl is now about 22 years old. I did not mention that, but it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. The mother is still in the house. She's still living her life as if it's her only in this world. It is not a nice condition, absolutely. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not practicing this problem, this specific problem, respected listener, because it touches our hearts and it brings tears to our eyes to see and hear or know of such a dilemma happening around us in the Muslim community. It is really a tragedy. But anyway, I'm going to leave you now for a couple of minutes to think about it, inshallah. And thereafter, I will receive your voice notes, inshallah, on 0084-786-3132. That is our WhatsApp number. You may send us your voice note regarding this matter. And inshallah, we'll play it as soon as we receive it. But you must understand something, that you need to send it as soon as possible, as we don't have that amount of time to expand the program. We need you, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, to give us your mashura with regards to this. And we need your du'as as well to everybody who is afflicted with such a dilemma, such a tragedy. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. We'll go for a short break. Thereafter, we come back for the continuation of our mashura.
You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Sameer.
Welcome back to our Banashura program. And the first response that we have is coming from Abdullah. Abdullah sent a text message. Actually, he sent more than one. Let me read out for you what he has said. He says, Wa alaykum as-salam to brothers. The story of the lady is very sad. If big enough, she should get married, finished, and krah. Finish. He made it so compressed. If she is old enough, she is big enough, and she is in the age of maturity, and she has a way of getting married, or she has a proposal or something, she must not waste time. She must immediately just marry, get out of this misery that she is in, and klah. And then he says, simply, Eid Mubarak to you, Jazakallah Khairan, from Abdullah Zondi in Newlands West. And then he says, and I forgot, if she is young, not yet mature, then she must say, stay by her auntie or nana, Jazakallah Khair. And then when I send him the age, he said, she is big enough. First option is good for her. First option is good for her. That means that she must go and get married, try to get married, try to get out of this dilemma or difficulty that she is in. I don't think, Abdullah, to brother Abdullah, I don't see that getting married is so simple and so easy. You need to know the person, and if the person is not suitable enough for you, then you cannot go and get married to that person who is not suitable for you. You take out yourself from a hole and you put yourself into another bigger hole. And we don't want that to happen. The girl is mature enough to marry, but it is not so simple to marry, my dear brother. So, Jazakallah khair, Eid Mubarak to you too, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah accept from you your sacrifice, your time, your effort, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you, inshaAllah, the best of this life and the next life. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair, Ya Abdullah. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الرحمن يرحم من يشاء تواب يغفر من أناب والقلب يدعو راجيا يرجو رحمة التواب
الرحمن يرحم من يشاء تواب يغفر من أناب
والقلب يدعو راجيا يرجو رحمة التواب
يا رزاق يا كريم يا فتاح يا عليم
رزاق يرزق الإنسان بالتوكل والإيمان فلن أخاف بعد الآن واسمه هو الرزاق
رزاق يرزق الإنسان بالتوكل والإيمان
فلن أخاف بعد الآن واسمه هو الرزاق
Welcome back, and I have a response from Brother Abdullah. He actually said that she have to start hunting. She have to start hunting for a husband. Well, I don't know about hunting a husband. You hunt somebody that you want to eat, and the husband is not to be eaten, my brother. Well, anyway, yes, we can make dua for her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give her, inshallah, a decent, good husband, inshallah, that takes her out of her dilemma and see to her and look after her. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Going to another response, inshallah. This response doesn't have a name. But the messages are text messages. I will read it since that it is short messages. It says, my brother, this is quite a sensitive issue, especially for the daughter. It seems like she is being molested. I think she should address this issue with child support or protection services, whereby will receive guidance on how to handle the situation. From point of view, her dad is disgusting and horrible to do that with his own child. The person who sent this message, respected listener, is Rishad Ramanrian. Rishad Ramanrian. Jazakallah khair, brother Rishad. And yes, it's a good suggestion. It's a good suggestion, definitely, to bring the matter up to the authorities who can handle this matter. Yes, I agree to this, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Maybe yes, we can say that the child or the girl, she isn't a child anymore. She is a child to her parents, but in a matter from the perspective of being a little girl. No, she is not a little girl. She can look and ask and then go and then explain, and maybe from there she can get some answers for her questions and guidance, as you have mentioned in your respective message. Jazakallah khair, brother Rishad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this advice from your side and reward you for it, and inshallah bring you back to us inshallah in another program of Mashura inshallah Rabbil Alameen. And I would like to advise you to listen to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as it is beneficial for everyone inshallah Rabbil Alameen. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Coming from a friend of ours who did not come for a long time. And inshallah, let us hear him and invite him to come again and again, because he might have forgotten about us. Let us listen to Zainul Isa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Zakaria, that's a very sad situation. Allah give them hidayat, inshallah. Is you know, the father and mother, I think, need to go for counseling, number one. Number two, she also needs counseling for what has been happening, should I say. She needs counseling as well. But after counseling, if it still carries on, I would gather that she needs to move out. Because of the mere fact that the father is doing those things to her is unacceptable. It's going to mess her whole future up, and it's going to have a psychological effect on her. So if this persists after consulting a psychologist with regards to this, she needs to move out. She can't stay in that environment where all this is happening to her. So yeah, my rai is that if nothing transpires after consulting with somebody, with regards to what is happening, she needs to move out and she needs to get new memories and start her life off again. It's unacceptable. Allah give me diet, inshallah.
Ameen, Ya Rabb Al-Alameen. Jazakallah khair, brother Zainul Isa. We miss you a lot, hey? Very long time we didn't hear your Mashura, we didn't hear your voice on Mashura. But Alhamdulillah, you sound good, you sound well, Alhamdulillah Rabb Al-Alameen. That's the most important. And we appreciate your Mashura, as both parties, parents' party, should go for counseling. And the girl herself needs to go for counseling. This matter should come to an end Otherwise, it will have a greater impact psychologically, from the psychological perspective, upon the girl and her future. Her future, definitely. I agree with you 100% with regards to this point. And it seems to me like the one who spread this specific problem was the mother. I don't want to point fingers at anyone at the moment, but I would say that the mother is like the core of this whole entire problem. So we, from our side, we advise the lady, the mother, if she wants to, if she wants her child to be a normal child, if she wants to have a normal type of a house, she must change. Either by going for counseling, or going for to a psychiatrist, or going wherever she needs to go. She has to actually try and change her attitude, try to change her behavior, especially with her husband, which impacts on the child indirectly. Wonderful Mashura, Zainul Issa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And may the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, reward you abundantly for your effort and for your time. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Shukran. Waiting for the next program for you, inshallah, to give us your comments as well. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's go for a short, break. And there we come back for the next message.
You are tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
Somewhere, I don't see the name there. It's called Africa Muhammad. I don't know Africa Muhammad. Let us hear a message, and from there we'll come to know who is the sender.
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana. It was mashallah. Hajj was mashallah as well. Very emotional because I've been for Hajj and I know how mashallah it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every hujjah's du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us over and over again to visit the Mubarak place. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana. To this girl, she should confront her, both her parents, because Iblis has set in their lives now and making them do all the wrong things. Nobody is thinking right. Nobody is thinking of Allah. Nobody is putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and in front of them. She should tell them that she is Islam. Her father should not do that, because from a certain age, a girl child should not go and hug her father. There's a time that your father will hug you and play with you. After a certain time, he cannot touch you or hug you. Maybe just a speck on the cheek or something. And to the mother, she is doing a very wrong thing. She is disobeying her husband. That is why he's finding comfort in his daughter. And to the husband, you are also doing a very wrong thing. You should not be doing that. You should go and seek counsel from the ulama. Sit and discuss to them. Discuss your situation and tell them what is happening in your life. Maybe the ulama will come in and explain to you all. Maybe you need counseling. Maybe your marriage will work out. Maybe things will work out. Maybe there's some mentally disorder in you and your husband that you can come. Inshallah will come.
Jazakallah khair, sister. Wonderful masura, mashaAllah. She firstly started with the dua, wonderful dua. Touched her heart straight away. Once she said, Hajj, and I have been there, I have experienced it, and I know how it feels. Her voice started cracking and started like now she is about to cry now. And this is a normal feeling. Once you remember Ardullah al-Haram, your Hajj, how did you go through it? When you was going around the Kaaba, when you went into Safa, Marwa, when you went to Pelting, when you went to Mina, when you went to Muzdalifa, when you communicated with people, these memories are unforgettable. Unforgettable, and the impact of it will remain with you, will stay with you. Somebody will mention Hajj, there your heart will start shivering. Your heart start shaking. Your voice will start shivering as well, because you want to be there. You feel to be there, and you cannot. And you will try your level best to go there. And the second time, respected listener, is much more. It has more energy than the first time. First time you don't know what you're going to do. How are you going to do it? Is there any, is there this or is there that? Or how is it? How is it? Or how are you going to feel when you look at the Kaaba for the first time in your life? Or even you have seen it on TV 100 times, but when you see it in real, it has a different impact. Yes. Jazakallah khair for those wonderful spiritual words that you have given us, sister, inshallah. With regards to our mashura, you are saying good. You are saying right. Iblis, shayateen. Shayateen has settled there in that house. Because you can see it from the beginning. With the woman, how is she dealing with her husband? No respect, no love, no care. Nothing whatsoever. And the man is so calm, is so down, is so humble, he's lowering himself down and down and down. And thereafter, when he feels that he is like shattered, then he goes to his daughter that he loves the most. And definitely she shows him love too. But the love expanded. It went to a different direction. Different direction. When you go over the limit, over something, then it drifts and it goes to an opposite direction. An opposite direction. This is what happens in all our actions, not only for extreme love or extra love. No, for anything else, for everything else. When you give more than the limits, when you give in more, when you take yourself out more, then it will have a bad, negative impact on your life. Things must go in balance. See, things must go in moderation in everything. Even if my wife is shouting once, twice, thrice, then as a man, I have to stop this. I have to act. I have to deal with this. It's not for a woman to insult her husband, and it's not for a man to insult his wife too. And if it happens, then we should apologize, we should ask for maaf, and we should not repeat the action over and over and over and get used to it and adapt ourselves to it and face the consequences. Everybody is infected in this matter, the girl, the father, and the mother. And as the sister has mentioned, that she needs, or they need, all of them, they need to sit with somebody who is trustable, somebody who is elderly, somebody who is has some sort of wisdom in him, and they must explain the matter to him, and they must accept his ruling, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Whether is it one man, or a man or a woman, or two women, or two men, whatever you are comfortable with, you have to sort this problem out, because you are victimizing your child. Both of you, extreme love and no love, both are damaging and destroying your child. Are you going to be happy with that? This what the lady is mentioning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your effort, accept your time, and may the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and your family from all evil surrounds us and evil within us. Jazakallah khair. Looking forward always to hear from you on our program Mashura. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To remind our listeners that our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. That is Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah WhatsApp number. You may send your voice note, inshallah, to this number, and if you don't have a decoder, respected listener, then and you're listening via your phone, and you don't have the link of Merkaz Sahaba, please send us a message requesting the link of Markaz Sahaba so we can send it to you, so you'll be able to listen to us without a decoder for the moment, until inshallah you get a decoder. And if you are having difficulty is getting a decoder in your province, please send our manager a message explaining that to him, as we understand that there are some difficulties to purchase the decoders from different suppliers. And if you buy the decoder, you don't find the person to install it for you. So if you are having such a problem like this, please inform us so we know, so we can act upon it, so we ease your difficulty, inshallah. And we have the honor of having you on our programs, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. So now we have a new message coming from Sister Shahida Hassan, our loyal listener, who always there, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, on our program, Masura. Let us listen to what Sister Shahida Hassan says.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh Zakaria, to you and to your listeners. I hope you're all well and had a good Eid. And your Hajj program was awesome, absolutely lovely. I just sat and I listened to it. It was very inspiring. And I think once I have my decoder, I would listen to your programs more often, I think. Anyway, besides that, all went well for Eid. I'd just like to contribute to your subject today. I think that this girl or this sister, whoever she is, I think she should get out and seek for protection from some family members, or some go to the law or go to the social workers, because I think her father is a sick old. If he was in his right mind as a father, he would not do that to his own child which he had born. So I don't think that this man is sane or is in his right mind, despite whatever his wife does to him. He's got to sort out with his wife. Do something, go to the Ulama Council, go to social workers, do something and get help from them, that we can, marriage counselor, get help from them where you can make your relationship more healthy with your wife. But not, if you don't have a good relationship with your wife, you want to go to your daughter, she's your child. How can a father do that? I think that is sick. It's utter nonsense for him to do that. And my girl, you're already 22 years old, so you need to get out of that house and you need to go get protection or go stay somewhere in a house of safety where you'll be fine and you can carry on with your life. But your father, I think he needs to be locked up and the law to take its course. I hope this helps. This is very, very hurtful subject, so it is a bit sensitive. So I hope this helps you, and make dua that he gets help and your mother gets help as well. I can't understand a mother who doesn't listen to her child when she cries help. A mother should know that. She should know if her relationship is not right with her husband, he must be going somewhere. And whatever the child says, it could be true. So why didn't she believe her daughter? I think she's also partly to be blamed also for what's happening here. So my sister, you need to catch a wake up and see to your child's need if your husband can't see to it. So please catch a wake up and smell the coffee. You need to get your life together and take your child out of that home. Even though she's 22 years old now, it's time for her to marry and make something of herself. So how does she go about it if you don't, as a mother, don't protect her and don't guide her? So my sister, you need to see to your daughter. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our loyal listener of Mashura, Sister Shahida Hassan. Sister Shahida sent two messages. First one was with regards to our program, the broadcast, the Hajj broadcast that we have been doing in the last couple of days of the Hijjah when Hajj was taking place. She says that it was acceptable, it was awesome, and inshallah, when she is affording or will be able to get a decoder, then she will listen more attentively, more regularly, inshallah, to Markaz Sahaba, inshallah. And with regards to our problem, she said that the blame goes on the father. Yes, you know what? No matter what the mother does, the father is the head of the family. Even if everybody is doing wrong, and the father is not doing anything wrong, but he is not handling the family. And that is the biggest mistake that he is doing. The father is supposed to be the shepherd of the family. Yes, respected listener. The father, not the mother. The mother will help the father to take control of the members of the family and become as his deputy, that will be the eyes that sees, the ears that hears, and thereafter she will give him, report to him what is happening, what's going on, and then both of them will take an act. But here the father is doing absolutely nothing. That is his mistake. And thereafter, it's expanded going to the child. Because now evil has settled, as the previous listener has mentioned, has settled into the mind and the heart of this family. Everybody is doing wrong. Even I'm sure that this daughter or this child here, she definitely is doing something wrong, but she is not mentioning it to us. But definitely, if the head is wrong and the rest of the entire system is wrong, what do you expect from those ones who are under this umbrella? They will have to do wrong, like how we are facing this situation in this beautiful country. When the head is wrong, then everything goes wrong, because the head is wrong. During the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, whom was considered to be one of the Khulafa al-Rashideen because of his status, because of his fairness, because of his justice, because of his kindness, because of his care and love to the Muslim Ummah. During his time, the guards of the sheep were wolves, respected listener. The guards of the sheep became wolves, not dogs anymore. Why? Because Sayyidina Umar spread justice, spread goodness, and he showed the good character of being a leader, a boss, a shepherd. The head should be pure and clean and loving to the ruled ones by him. And if he is polluted and he is like on the wrong path, definitely the whole entire body will be polluted. So this is an invitation to every man, whether you are weak or you're strong, whether you are old or young, you have a duty. You have a duty and you have to fulfill that duty. Otherwise things will go haywire, as it happened here in this situation of ours, where the shaitan has managed to control you to the extent that takes you to your daughter. Subhanallah. You can't open your mouth with your wife, but you go now and do these stupid things with your daughter. Subhanallah. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. Jazakallah khair, sister Shahida Hassan. It's always a pleasure to listen to your mashura. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you your sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your days, inshaAllah. And may the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and us from all evil, whether it is around us or even it is within us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. We leave you for 2 minutes with the break. Thereafter, we go for the news, and thereafter, we come back for the continuation of Mashura. Stay tuned.
You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Sameer.
Welcome back to our Mashura continuation from Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we have another response, alhamdulillah, coming from another loyal listener of our program, Mashura, that is Sister Shamim. Let us hear what Sister Shamim had to say.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Respected Sheikh and dear listeners, I trust you all are well, and I thank you, Sheikh, once again for giving me this opportunity in adding some value in your favorite segment, Mashura. To the little baby out there, young lady, I have a lot of empathy on you, reason being that you are brave and you've been going through this alone. I don't know how you handled it and how you managed to actually witness all this. It is very disturbing to me when I read this message, and I just can't fathom that how one can go through something like this. You being a minor, and it is difficult to be faced with situations like this. Firstly, your mother's behavior towards her father is deplorable. She needs to get her act right, and she actually needs help or go for counseling. I can't tell you what's the reason behind this, why she's doing this. I have no idea. And I think your father needs to actually make an appointment for her and for himself. If they are not right, I don't know what example are they going to set for you. You are very disturbed, and you are going through all this dilemma yourself, which is so uncalled for. Let me tell you one thing. that the abuse that you are going through is of a very high level of intolerance. I cannot understand that. Why are you not exposing them, especially your father, of his actions? You are a victim in a very serious matter. It's a crime. You need to expose him. You are young. You need to have a life. You need to have respect. They need to show you that you're an amana from Allah to them, and they are displeasing Allah in many ways. And my best suggestion to you is that you cannot handle this matter alone. If I was in your situation, I won't be able to handle this scenario myself. The schools have guidance counselors. I think it is highly imperative that you seek advice from a counselor. It is a matter that you need to discuss in sequence from the time it started, what happens and what it entails. We have very little knowledge. We just highlighted of a few matters that happen, but it is a matter that you need to be taking it to a higher authority. Forget them, they are your parents. They love you, but remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you more than your parents. Please, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to make them better parents. Try to change them by exposing them. Let them learn a lesson and let them understand what it is to put you through all these problems and what impact is having in your life. Don't be embarrassed. Never be embarrassed. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the utmost respect for the youth of Islam. He had taught them, trained them, and made them the flag bearers of Islam. My hope is on you. You are intelligent. You have taken this matter to Sheikh, and I'm sure you will actually listen to me, take my advice, and deal with this matter. You cannot deal with it on your own. My dear child, it is serious. Take this matter to professionals. Get advice. Don't feel guilty. In a way, you are helping your parents and you're helping yourself. You're going to grow up. You're going to be married. And you don't want these scars to be embedded in your mind. Please, my sister, my little child, help yourself and help the others. May Allah bless you and reward you and keep you safe and guard you from all these afflictions that is so uncalled for. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
That was Appa Shamim talking to the girl very dearly. MashaAllah, we thank you for this spirit, Sister Shamim. And your advice, with regards to your advice, definitely you are right. I agree with you. 100% I agree with you. That this girl is not to keep silent anymore. Because that is going to impact, or maybe it is already has done some negative matters on her. And now she is in a great dilemma, greater than how it was before when she was small and she did not understand exactly what's going on. Now, since that she is a bit older, then she understands exactly the dilemma that she is in, and the tragedy that her father is in, and the misery that her mother is in. And all of them, as you have mentioned, that they're facing lots of problems. And it's not going to be solved unless they open up and they talk about it to those ones who can help them in. Most definitely, I agree with you that she, in her situation, she cannot help herself alone. She needs an assistant. She needs somebody to stand with her firmly. Only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you know Some people, they actually go and hunt or go and fish in dirty water. So what they're going to get? Dirt, filth, only from that water, because the water is itself filthy. So what they're going to catch there from the filth besides filth? So watch out. Don't go to anybody and everybody and explain the matter and because you are seeking help. No, you have to choose. You have to choose the right person, the right direction, and you need to be you need to be very, very cautious and very careful. The outside world there is full of hyenas. I don't want to mention lions because lions are clean. I don't want to mention tigers because tigers are clean. But I will mention hyenas because the outside world there is full of dirt and full of filth and full of wickedness. You must watch out, my little daughter, because there is many, many eyes that might actually want to tear you apart. And they will be coming to you with the sheep skin, as they say, a wolf covered with a sheep skin, wanting to help you, while in fact they don't want to help you, they want to rip you off. So you must watch out, and Sister Shamim has given you the right direction. And I would say I would support this Mashura, as I have supported the other ones as well. Everyone saying you have to bring this matter up a little bit. You cannot cover it and think that it will be solved on its own. It's not going to ever be solved on its own. It has to be risen up. It has to be known. So it will find a solution for it. As I mentioned before, and I'm mentioning now again, the same example is coming, for the problem to be solved, for a problem to be solved, thinking that it is small and we're covering it, it is not going to get solved unless it becomes so big. So big, thereafter it will go to small. Thereafter, you have to give it its real size, because this molesting thing and this abuse matters cannot be silenced. It can't. It has to be brought up. Where is your father's family? Where is your mother's family? Where is your own cousins? Where is your nephews? Why don't you talk? Why don't you? What I'm saying is that if your father is not responding and your mother is not responding, so there must be somebody then out of this family can respond. But you must watch out. You must be very, very careful. Because now you're gonna uncover a matter that no one will be expecting, and they will be looking with a shock in their faces upon this matter of yours. I mean, I feel that our listeners today are a bit shocked with this, although they have knowledge of this problem happening. It's happening, unfortunately, it's happening. Unfortunately, it's happening. The shaitan has came and settled in our hearts and controls our behavior. And that is a disaster for us, believers. Believers, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that we are going to pay for every little action of ours, we're going to pay for it. And we still do such a thing like this. I find it very disgusting and I find it very unacceptable. So, Jazakallah khair, Sister Shamim, for your mashura. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for it, and may the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and your family from such evil. And from every evil, in fact, from every evil that surrounds us and that is within us. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Looking forward always to listen to your Mashura. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again into the continuation of your program, Mashura. We have Bibi Aisha. Bibi Aisha has sent us a voice note. Let us listen to it and see what Sister Bibi Aisha has said with regards to this matter.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. Eid Mubarak to you. It was really, really very nice. We enjoyed the program. It was too nice altogether. Jazakallah for the, all those people, those Maulanas. They really, really sacrificed their sleep, their time to keep us all united and to know what is going on in the holy city as well. Jazakallah so much. And Jazakallah to you as well. I hope you really enjoy. And please, brother, I would like to tell you that your first broadcast appear in this message. The first recording didn't come out so clear. I couldn't really hear it. But the second one is, I just got an idea as to what's going on with this girl. I don't know how old she is, and I think she has really got a problem now, and I hope her father realized that. And I am really very happy that this girl is sensitive and she came forward for the help. I think she'll have to talk to her father, and if he don't listen, then she has to, when she sees that she's having a problem with her mother, she can get into her room and she can lock the door either, or she have to talk to her teacher or apa if she's going to madrasa, and confide in somebody who can approach him without venting his anger on anybody. Otherwise she will make it hard for her life. He will start venting his anger on her. I mean, I agree with you to say the father loves his daughter. All parents do, most of them, sensitive parents, they like to see their children happy, but to an extent. I think, you see, sometimes they go overboard, they love the children, they show them too much of love. But it's nice to think that what I am doing is it right, because that's my child. And he have to realize that, because sometimes Allah knows what shaitan can make you do. So it's nice for them both to realize it. And I am glad that she is sensing things that, no, something is going wrong somewhere. And she really needs to have someone to talk to or confide in somebody that this is what is carrying on. It's not wrong for a father to love his children, but then again, he cannot go to that extent where he could not control himself or damage her life or what have you. It's nice for him to realize that, no, this is my child and she is growing and I am not supposed to be doing that to her. But I think she have to sit and talk to her mother properly and nicely and say, Ma, listen, this is the story, and if you're not going to do anything about it, then definitely I am going to take a step forward and do something about it, because I love my father very dearly, but sometimes, you know, his action is annoying me. And see, if she do listen to her, if she don't listen to her, then but I'll tell you honestly speaking, she have to go and look for a help. She has to talk to somebody. Someone who can make him understand that, listen, brother, is your child, but this is how far you can go with your children, because she is your daughter and you are her father. Jazakallah so much, brother. I hope it will help somewhere for her. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister Bibi Aisha. In fact, I have sent you a response, but that one was not belonging to you. Now I'm sending your one. I'm sorry about this mistake. But anyway, I like the approach. I like the approach of you telling the daughter to explain to the father. She must explain to the father. And if the father is not listening, and he is not accepting what he thinks, that his daughter is still crawling and still very small, then she must bring him somebody else to speak with him alert him that what he is doing is definitely unacceptable, and it's considered as haram. Of course, haram. Yes, even if you are for the father, even if you are, if your intention is to let your daughter feel loved, well, she needs love definitely, most definitely she needs love, but not from you. Your love has limits, has an area. It cannot go to a different area. that area does not belong to you. It belongs to her husband, future husband, inshallah. It belongs, you cannot actually go over the line and wanting to show all types of love, the love of a father, the love of a husband to your daughter. Absolutely unacceptable. It is not acceptable. And we have to differentiate what we are presenting to our children. Otherwise, it will be like a mess. Our life will be as a mess in this world, and we are going to lose out this world and in the year after as well. So you need a little girl, as upper Bibi Aisha has mentioned to you. You need to bring somebody else into the picture. Let them talk with them. Both of them, because both of them are the butchers. Your butchers are them, the father and the mother. The mother from one direction, that she doesn't love you, or she doesn't show love to you, and the father that is showing you extreme love beyond limitations, and that is unacceptable too. So we need to bring this formula into a balance. Otherwise, an explosion is going to happen, and the only person who is going to be really harmed is you, as upper Bibi Aisha is mentioning to you. So we need to actually see to this matter, and see to a person who comes and talks to them and explains to them and tells them that your only child is to be destroyed by you. So in that way, maybe Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best, maybe they will be able to reform and recorrect and reset the system in that house of yours until you leave this house peacefully, inshaAllah Rabbil Alameen, going to your husband's or your spouse's house, inshaAllah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair for the words of encouragement, Upper Bibi Aisha. Jazakallah khair, most definitely we all appreciate this from the top to the bottom. Wallahi, because what we are trying to present to you or to offer you, we need to know if it has played its role. We need to know, was it effective? We need to know, did you benefit? Did you learn? Was it good? Did you feel good? And then when we know that you have felt good and you was inspired by all the broadcasts from Ardullah al-Haram, Makkah al-Mukarramah, Medina al-Munawwara, Mina, Arafat, in every aspect, if we know that it has benefited you, that's the best. That is the best pay that you can pay us back for the effort, for the time, for the sacrifice, for whatever it is. It is only this station and every person who comes on this microphone presenting something to you is not because he wants something from you, but he wants something from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through you. And if you have accepted it, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted it. Jazakallah khair. Shukran jazilan, Sister Bibi Aisha. Looking forward always to hear from you. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Let's go for a short break. From there we come back for the continuation. Stay tuned.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم أعني على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت.
There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. O Allah, help me to overcome the agonies of death.
الذاكر الله كثيرا. أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا.
مع الله presents
Awaken with Dhikrullah. Every Saturday between 4 and 6 a.m.
with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
We have another response, Inspector Listener, coming from Sister Sharifa Douglas. Sister Sharifa doesn't send voice notes. She always sends text messages. And her text messages are a bit longish, but what can we do now? She is a prominent listener of Mashura, and I don't like to disappoint my listeners at all. So let us go through the text message that she has sent us. She says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salams, my sister. I commend you for seeking help after long. Now you need to go a step further and speak out to the right people who will be able to help you and your family. Report this to your family and to the ulama, who will be able to help your father. He has been psychologically, verbally, and physically abused and stripped of his dignity. His rights as a husband were withheld, and he turned to you wrongly for love and affection. He needs to admit that what he did to you was wrong. Your mother's behavior is totally unacceptable. Her marital problems should have been resolved in a prior professional way and not through violence and abuse. Clearly, she knows what your father was doing to you, but she chooses to keep quiet. She chooses to keep quiet. Where is this now line? Yes. They both need to ask you for maaf and get professional help like counseling. You have a right to hate your father's actions, but do not hate him. He is sick and needs help. Speak out so that he does not do the same things to your children in future. You are a victim of two selfish parents who should have been protecting you instead of causing you harm. You are not your parents' keepers. So speak out. Seek professional help for yourself so you can learn to forgive them both and have a healthy relationship of your own in the future. May Allah make it easy for you. Wassalam, Eid Mubarak. And Eid Mubarak to you, respected sister Sharifa Douglas. Jazakallah khair for the wonderful mashura that you have given. And in fact, this is exactly what most of our listeners have mentioned, that she needs to talk out and she needs to change location. She needs to change her resident place, and that is not going to happen unless she speaks out to her family, as you have mentioned, to the members of the family. She must bring the matter up. She must highlight it. She must let those wise ones to know about it, because if she goes below that, then she might see some bad and negative comments from people, and you know how people actually are. So you need to choose and select whom you must speak to, and if it is possible that you can seek professional help, psychological help, because as Sister Sharifa has mentioned, that your father is affected. He is definitely affected. Your mother is sickly, and they are turning you to a sick child as well. What do you want to do? You have to do something about that, because that is concerning your future. Enough, the past is over. The present we can forget about. But the future that is coming still to us, we need to actually try to maneuver that, and we try to frame it in a way that it's going to be healthy for us, normal for us, so we can achieve something in this life, instead of thinking only about problems upon problems upon problems upon problems, because that is how it's going to be if you don't try to solve those matters out. As most of the listeners have mentioned today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and Sister Sharifa Douglas has emphasized upon as well. Sister Sharifa Douglas, Eid Mubarak, Jazakumullah khair, may Allah reward you, may Allah protect you, inshaAllah, you and your family, and accept from you your sacrifice, your time and your effort. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair, shukran jazilan. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
والإيمان فلن أخاف
فبعد الآن اسمه هو الرزاق
رزاق يرزق.
Let's go through the next response that is coming from Sister Razia. Let us listen to what Sister Razia had to say with regards to this matter.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Zakaria, and to all the listeners. Eid Mubarak to all. Sheikh Zakaria, the Eid program on Al-Ansar and Markaz was awesome. Your live program with Khalid was fantastic. What a program, what a message to the Ummah. Allah is saying, come to me and I will run to you. It makes one's iman so strong, and Khalid's story shows us that nothing is impossible when Allah steps in and take control of our lives. To the sister that sent the message, I am so sorry to hear about your story. My heart is so sore for you. Kids look up to their parents as guiding angels, people that they can trust and turn to for anything and everything. But when a parent abuses a child, who does she turn to? Obviously, the other partner is not going to believe or admit it. In this incident, I have a feeling that your father has done something wrong to some woman out of the home, or he has abused your mom, and she has, or else she has found out that he has been abusing. Sorry about that. In this incident, I have a feeling that your father has done something wrong, and your mother found out, or either he must have been abusing your mother as well. That is why she is so abusive towards to your dad. You must remember, maybe your mom has nowhere else to go, so she has to protect herself and be cheeky with your dad. And he knows what he has done to her. That is why he is taking her abuse. Now your dad is abusing you. How sick is that? He really needs medical help. No dad in his right frame of mind will abuse his own kid. To you, my darling child, remember you did nothing wrong. Don't feel guilty about anything that has happened to you. Yes, whatever your feelings is, it's obvious. Feeling bad, feeling sad, feeling filthy, those are the emotions you will go through. My dear child, you should speak to someone close in your family who will be discreet about the incident if you want it to stay within your home. You and your mom need to go for healing therapy, and your dad needs help as well. In the meantime, lock your room door. Do not allow your father in your bedroom. If he walks in, you must walk out of your room. As for mom, don't be too hard on her, because I think she has been hurt as well. You said she assaults him, and you feel he did nothing wrong to her, but you don't know what happens behind closed doors. No one knows, only Allah knows. Please seek help from your family members and therapist. May Allah make it easy for you and your family.
Assalamu alaikum,
Sister Razia.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Razia. Jazakallah khair for the time and the effort that you have put into this masura. I can hear the papers. You wrote notes. You was writing. You wanted to present a good masura to that girl. I appreciate that a lot. I appreciate it a lot, most definitely. Not only me, but most definitely the girl appreciates it, the listeners appreciate it, and the most is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He appreciates, definitely he appreciates. So, Sister Razia, alhamdulillah, we have managed Alhamdulillah, not only me, Sister Razia, but everybody in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, did their best in order to present to you an awesome Hajj broadcast this year, 1440, and make you feel that you are on Arafat, you are in Muzdalifah, you are in Mina, you're receiving the rain, you are making tawaf around the Kaaba. This is what we wanted actually to do, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And you, if you say it was awesome, and it actually delivered the message, especially the message of Brother Khalid, most definitely I am satisfied, I am 100% happy for that. Jazakallah khair. And make dua that Markaz Sahaba goes from strength to strength to strength to strength, inshaAllah. And we would not stop delivering and giving as much as possible. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. With regards to your Mashura, I find it very suitable. I find it makes sense that the girl might not see what's happening behind closed doors. But that does not mean that the wife should come from behind closed doors and assault the man. That does not work. That is not something that we should agree upon and we say, because of this, this has happened. No. Absolutely not. The reaction is definitely wrong. If the action was wrong, then the reaction should not be that wrong. And from there, we impact and we affect our own child who is sitting not knowing what is happening between me and my spouse. We can solve the problem. We can try to do some means. We try to bring some members involved so we can solve our problem. We should not reflect the problem on our children, so they get sickly too. Yes, the man is definitely disgusting. I don't deny that, but we need to solve the matter in an appropriate way. One point that you have mentioned, that if he comes in, she must lock up the door. She must lock her room up. And if he forces himself and he comes in, then she must go out. And if he forces, then she must move out of the house. But after she actually includes her family in and come up with a solution. Jazakallah khair, Sister Razia. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's go for our final message, respected listener. Final message, I don't know from where it's coming, but I'm not really worried about the name. The message says, Salam Sheikh, I hope you had a blessed Eid al-Adha, and that you are and your family are well. With regards to your topic, I feel sick in my stomach. If the sister's parents are sick and so disgusting couple, what about the sister? If it were me, I would fight him, chase him, lock my door, run outside, shout, so the whole neighbors hear me. And that would have stopped him from the very beginning. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Sheikh, it was me. If it was me there in your place, I would take Maulana Arafat and the crew and give this man a hiding, a hiding that he will never forget. So his wife is faulty. Then he should have got another wife, but. His own daughter? That is really a sick man. Astaghfirullah. Jazakallah khair, sister, for your good mashura. Although hiding and threatening and forcing does not help. I must tell you that. I have been living for a very long time now in this life. And after so many experiences in life, I came to understand that forcing and hiding and shouting and kicking and hitting does not help their situation at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the right direction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those ones who will always return back to Him for solving our problems. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Shukran jazilan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With this, respected listener, we come to the end of today's program. I thank the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having such wonderful listenership like you, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from the evil around us and the evil within us. From myself, Zakaria Samir, at the end I say, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وضوء القمر مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطار
والله في لألاءات النجوم وحك الغيوم والضوء مع الله عند هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطار
الشمس تجري إلى مستقر مع الله في الأرض في سهلها وأودائها والرواسي الكبار
والله في لألاءات النجوم وحك الغيوم وضوء القمر مع الله هزيم الرعود ولمع البروق ودفق المطار
النمل أنا وأيانا ما مع الله والنحل يحسو الرحيق ويحمي جناحه